To summarize some of them so it's relatively quickly. The first batch of questions, a fairly significant amount of questions, all have to do with the Kinnickarm Bridge crossing. To summarize, a lot of people wanted to know, how does the Kinnickarm Bridge crossing factor into this shortage of land? How does the availability of land in the Matsu Borough? And does this problem lend itself to the Tri-Borough Commission? And so with that, I'll turn it over to the three of you to have any answers for that.
Debbie?
Our assembly has been split down the middle on the Kinnickarm crossing. If you followed the news, you've probably caught that. Marianne's nodding her head out there. At this point, we have basically put it further out in our plan, and I think that that's going to be beneficial to us because there are some significant economic concerns that have just come up that have to be addressed. The beluga whale question, this new discussion and partnership with the railroad, and of course, looking at the bottom line on the dollars of the project, those all have to be answered before we can make a firm commitment in this community. And I am confident they will be. There's certainly a strong team at Kibata who've been working hard to provide answers for that question. Mayor Sullivan is deeply interested in this project and will be spending a lot of time and energy on the AMATS committee working forward. So at this time, we're still in holding pattern, but we're aggressively moving forward to answer questions. That's about all I can give you right now.
I don't have really a whole lot to add to that. There's land over there. I've had a couple of people doing other studies ask me what the price of the land would be over there, what would the impact be on Anchorage, and I said, I don't have any idea what the price of that land would be, so I don't have any idea what impact it would have on Anchorage. But there is land. But I think Debbie's obviously correct in what she's saying. There's a whole lot of questions that have yet to be answered on the bridge, but I think that it's good that we're keeping it as an option, and it's more, I think, a timing question.
Okay. Well, we only have a couple more questions if I put that aside. So, Chris, this one's for you. Since the cost to build exceeds the value of property in Anchorage, coupled with the geographic and physical barriers to building, why not use Tacoma as the Anchorage industrial staging area?
How do you respond to that one? You don't.
All right.
It's just a reality. It's just a fact that the cost of construction here is so high that for distribution in particular, you can get it cheaper elsewhere. And it's so high, as a matter of fact, we could give the land away and it would still be too expensive. I mean, it's that much of a factor. So it's just the way it is, and I don't think there's anything you can do about it. It's just the nature of the beast.
Okay. The last question, which we'll do today, is, did the study consider the need for land to develop affordable housing? Where will the employees of industry live?
The study was specifically commissioned to identify industrial land needs, and that did not fall within its scope. Obviously, it's an important issue, though. But for the purposes of this study and the very narrow scope of the requirements from the municipality, those issues were not addressed.
Okay. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and suggest if anybody has any questions, I'm sure the guests